Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle here in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together and that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. Before we start, I want to thank everyone so much support for this radio program. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the top of the right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. During the first hour, we had Emmanuel Eiter, who's a fantastic French Hollywood film director, and he spends his whole time making films designed to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place, and I was so happy he was able to come on. I wanted to tell everyone that my new book called Messages from the Masters, which has been like three or four years in the making, has just been published, and if you'd like an autographed copy for $20, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or give me a call at 509-750-9793. The book contains messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Dr. Masaru Emoto, Nikolai Tesla, and the Galactic Alliance, among others. The book is also available on CreateSpace and on Amazon, but I'd be happy to send you an autographed copy if you'd like. Also, I wanted to tell everyone that on Saturday, October 28th, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., I'll be giving a free presentation on my book and messages from these great masters at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore and Spiritual Center at Tacoma, at the corner of Cedar Street and 38th Avenue West near Tacoma Mall. Proceeds from the presentation will go to the beautiful Moto Peace Project, and I hope you'll be able to come. I'll also have copies of my book available for those who can come. And 1 week from today, I'll be broadcasting, if I can get a good internet connection, from one of the most spiritual places in the world, and that's Machu Picchu. At the 12,000-foot level, Machu Picchu is a very sacred place. It was only discovered actually in 1911 by an American explorer who found it while exploring up in the Andes, and it's an amazing spot. Please tune in for that. With that, I'd like to bring in the wonderful Todd Palladino. He's a fantastic and famous healer, and he does a lot of remote healing. And he also told me off air a few minutes ago he'll be giving out his website for some free healings as well. And Tom, thank you so much for coming on today. It's really a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you for the invitation, Ted. Hello, everybody. Pleasure to be here.
You've had an amazing amazing career, and you have over 25 years' experience helping people with what you call pathogenic infections, and you use what's called scalar energy. Your motto is, be touched and healed by God's scalar energy healing. And what is scalar energy, Tom, for those listening out there who don't know what it is?
Well, people refer to scalar energy sometimes as Tesla energy, or perhaps pyramid energy or zero-point energy, chi or prana. Mm-hmm. It's well recognized now that there are two energies in the universe. And scalar energy is that, so to speak, other energy. It's not of the electromagnetic spectrum. So this really opens up a new universe, so to speak, to us. It's a new and emerging science, obviously. And scalar energy is a spectrum that we've theorized about, but we've really never been able to work with that energy in a practical application. Now we can do so.
Beautiful, beautiful. And if someone is having a health problem, or even, is it good for spiritual problems as well?
It is. I am of the firm belief that scalar energy can reprogram our brain waves, our beta waves, our theta waves, and that scalar energy is responsible for our seven chakras. So if you put all of that into consideration, scalar energy has a profound influence, a profound impact upon our thinking, our psychology. And I firmly believe it really has a spiritual significance. It really can touch our soul. So I would resonate with that statement.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, this is a write-up I copied down from your website. I want to read this because it raises a lot of really interesting questions. Your technique facilitates, you write, the use of photographs of people who desire to have pathogens transmuted in their bodies. And you've written that you developed a treatment process where you're able to administer scalar energy to reverse phase angle harmonic of a pathogen, thereby creating that agent of infection to disassemble or fall apart. That is just amazing.
It is.
And
it is. Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing. And also, that you're right, your pathogen cleanse currently disassembles over 400,000 pathogens for humans and animals. Wow, that's amazing. So if someone, for example, has a disease like lupus or fibromyalgia, so your technique disassembles the disease, is that right?
Well, let's be specific about pathogenic infection. Consider the herpes virus.
Okay.
Scalar energy allows me to control, to actually break down the molecular bonds that hold together the herpes virus.
Okay.
And if I can do that, I can actually disassemble the herpes virus.
Wow.
So many people come to me for various pathogenic infections, viral infection, bacterial infections, etc. And the way I have calibrated my instrument and the process that I have perfected allows me to routinely break down the molecular bonds that hold together viruses, bacteria. Well, in the case of the herpes virus, I can easily break down the molecular bonds that hold together the herpes virus. The herpes virus literally shatters like glass, so to speak.
Wow.
It's known as transmutation. We take one physical form and we impart a scalar energy harmonic upon that physical form, in this case the herpes virus, and we break it down into smaller, say, proteins and elements.
Mm-hmm.
The upshot is that the herpes virus ceases to exist, and essentially you eradicate the causative agent of disease, in this case the herpes virus, for those who are suffering from herpes.
Wow.
And this essentially will open up the door to be able to cure pathogenic infection.
That is incredible. I'd love to hear some success stories. You don't use patient names, of course, but just kind of general examples.
Sure.
Of what you've been able to do with this technique.
Sure. We've had great success with treating people for the herpes virus. We're able to eradicate the herpes virus. We have great success eradicating the HIV virus. We have diagnostic tests that prove we're destroying the herpes virus, diagnostic tests that prove we are disassembling, destroying the HIV virus.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, to give an insight to the breadth of our treatments, we're now treating people in Africa for all types of infectious diseases, malaria, dengue fever, HIV, tuberculosis, and we're having incredible success. And as you announced previously, all I need is a photograph to treat a person. So I receive on a daily basis photographs from around the world. Many of those are from Africa, and we're able to identify a person and then send energy by way of scalar energy by way of that photograph.
Mm.
So a photograph identifies anybody in the world, and we have had great success in eradicating infectious disease. And as I mentioned, people in Africa are now essentially being cured of malaria and typhoid fever and tuberculosis.
Well, I wanted to make this offer to you, Tom. What you do is fascinating, but I wanted to tell you, usually every year I go out to Mount Shasta. I take a small group of people out there. And during my last trip to Mount Shasta in September of last month, there was a lady there who was crippled, and she hadn't walked in decades, and she either needed a cane or a wheelchair to get around. And she came in late one night and slept in her van, and then her van was surrounded by Sasquatch in the area, and they asked her if she wanted a healing. And she said, yes, I would love a healing. So then she said that the top of the van opened up and became translucent so she could see the stars up above. And then a light was beamed down into her van from an extraterrestrial craft from the hollow Earth. And she was taken aboard this vessel, treated. Her legs were healed, first time in decades, and she's brought back to the van. The next morning, she walked up, skipping and jumping to have breakfast, and she was totally healed, her crippled legs. The reason I say that is because I'm going to Mount Shasta twice next year, July 2nd through the 8th, and again September 6th through the 11th, And a famous naturopathic doctor, Dr. Kyle Rocha, out of the Bahamas, is coming because he wants to meet the Sasquatch and the people of the Hollow Earth to learn their techniques for healing. The reason I say that also is because about a year ago, there was another lady on my trip who was cured of fibromyalgia and lupus. And she was taken into the Hollow Earth, given a special bath water of this very cleaning and waters, special waters from Telos, the Hollow Earth. And today she had it. She had fibromyalgia and lupus for decades, and it's all gone now. She's off pain medication, off completely. So I just wanted to make that offer. I'd love to have you come out if you wanted to join Dr. Rocha sometime next year. I know you have a busy schedule. But if you can't come next year, then you're welcome any other time I come out there. But it might be a chance for you.
That is kind and more than gracious. Let me look at my calendar. 7 months down the road is a little bit far out for me to project, but I appreciate the offer. And I'll try and make it in my schedule.
Okay.
Why not? I'd love to meet in Mount Shasta.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful area.
Oh, it's a beautiful area, and the campground that we all camp out is right next to one of the major entrances to Telos in the Hollow Earth. When I was there in June, I was in a meditation group of eight people, and I think six of us went into Telos. It's getting easier and easier to go in. A year ago, when I was there, there were a group of Koreans, six of them, who physically went into the Hollow Earth. And they had really an amazing story to tell. But I wanted to share that with you because you do some fantastic work. And I'd love to have you come out. And I think Dr. Rocha is coming for the July trip. And so just let me know. And I'd love to have you come out anytime. I wanted to ask you, Tom, you say that, let's say someone sends you their picture. And that the picture, do you meditate and get answers like a psychic does, perhaps on the other side, on how to heal people? Or do you put it into like a special reader that you've developed? Or how does that work with a picture?
Sure. When I receive a photograph, I always pray over them. And then I proceed to treat the photograph with the scalar energy instrument.
Oh, okay.
And I do have an actual scalar energy instrument. It's not per se a psychic device. It's a scientific device, and it does work abide by scientific principles. And with the scalar energy instrument, I am not only able to send energy to a person by way of a photograph, but I'm also able to instruct scalar energy. So the instructions that I give to scalar energy are to break down germs, pathogens.
Wow.
To secondly, to be able to balance the chakras with my instrument. And then a third modality, the third set of instructions, I'm able to assemble nutrients in the body. So those are the three processes that essentially I can guarantee that I can promise. I can break apart germs, balance the chakras, and assemble, create micronutrients inside the body. That's my wellness package. That's what I call the standardized treatment. And quite candidly, I believe that's a global platform in the making. We could easily treat 10, 20 million people a day with scalar energy. And this will someday be embraced as universal health care. It's simple. It's easy. All we need is a photograph. It's pennies on the dollar compared to any other treatment modality.
Wow.
So this is my driving force. This is really the impetus behind this is what we can do for the world now, today. It's possible. And all we need to do is get the word out. This is quite tenable. It is, again, a repeatable process. And I'm simply trying to garner help from people around the world to make this come to fruition, to make this a reality.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, back in, I believe it was 2015 and 2016, I had both Corey Good and Randy Kramer on my radio show. They were part of the Secret Space Program. And I asked him about health facilities on the moon, and I asked him, what happens when somebody gets sick or, for example, has cancer? They both told me, Tom, that they have people in that Secret Space Program lay down on a bed, and the computer programs their body so it does the same thing that your scalar energy. Maybe they're using scalar energy up there. I don't know. But they break down the pathogens. They adjust the the vibrations of that person using this special bed in the computer, and the any disease, including cancer, is gone in a very short time, within a couple hours. And it would be nice to have that technology here. And the kind of work you do is fantastic as well. But I think there's a lot of similarities between what they do in this secret space program, their medical techniques they use up on the dark side of the moon, and what you're doing here.
Yeah. Do you remember, a lot of people can resonate with this, that there were various episodes on Star Trek in which they used some type of energy instrument to heal, and there's been futuristic movies that have always used some type of machine to automatically download information into the body and correct an ailment, a malady. Well, that's where we're going today. Energy is king. Energy instructs the universe, and scalar energy is my preference, not electricity. And with scalar energy, I can bring about sound health. So this is really indeed groundbreaking research. It is in the process of changing the world. This is not futuristic to the point that we have to still perfect it. It is a perfected process. I am accomplishing this every day with hundreds of thousands of people. Today, I probably treated 200,000 people with my scalar energy instrument.
Really?
And
that's fantastic.
It's just a matter of time. Yes. It's just a matter of time before the world understands what I'm doing, mm-hmm. accepts it, and then eventually we'll treat 1 million, 2 million people a day, perhaps 5 or 10 million people a day.
My friends, I'm in touch with benevolent extraterrestrials off this planet called the Galactic Alliance, Tom, and they tell me that on human civilizations beyond Earth here, advanced ones, they usually live at least 1,000 years and sometimes up to 25,000 years. And they're able to do it because of, I think, probably because of advanced medical technology like what you use, where disease becomes really a thing of the past. But I think you're doing fantastic work. Do you travel much, or do you mostly do your work out of Florida there?
I usually am home-based. I'm immersed in my research, if you will. Mm-hmm. But I'm willing to travel to speak to people if they're sincere, Ted. Mm-hmm. And I really need to get out more and to present my work to a broader audience. If you will, I'm one man. And there's only so much I can do. I don't have a team of researchers. I'm the one researcher. So if you can think about it, and if there really is a audience that would welcome me and would like to work with me, sure, I'll travel and I'll meet with people.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'd like to invite you to my Galactic Wisdom Conference. The conference is all about healing and raising vibrations. It's March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018. It's located in Olympia, Washington, just about an hour south of Seattle. I'd be happy to cover your flights out here and all accommodations. As part of that conference, I'll be having Michiko Hayashi and also her friend, Dr. Yoshi, who's a world-famous Hado instructor and healer. They use what's called Hado machines from Tokyo that Dr. Masaru Emoto used to use before he passed away in 2014. And these machines adjust the vibration of people to help with almost any physical or spiritual condition. And I think that you and Dr. Yoshi would have some very interesting conversations if you came out.
I'd like that. I'd like okay. that, Ted. I'm going to pencil that in right now.
Okay.
March 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of you.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
My pleasure. And then what they'll be doing, let's see, the 11th is Sunday, and then Monday is the 12th, and then the 13th and 14th of March is that they'll be giving Hado treatments and sessions as well. So you might want to stay for that as well. If you're pressed for time, you could come in on a Saturday, which would get you most of the main conference, and then you'd be able to meet Dr. Yoshi before he goes back to Japan on the 13th and 14th of March. But they've been out here before, and I know that you'd have a lot in common to talk about.
Sure. Sure, thank you, Ted. That's beautiful. That's the way we get the message out there. Yes, I would love that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I think Dr. Cairo Rocha is also coming to that conference too from the Bahamas, and he expressed an interest as well. So I always like to have as many healers and spiritual people as possible, And there's a lot of cross-fertilization of ideas. It's always wonderful to see people sharing their ideas, because there's I think that as the planet's vibration rises, we learn to live together, each other, we'll create a planet where there's no disease and no poverty. And I think that if you look at the word disease, actually, Tom, if you split it into two infinitive, dis-ease is actually stress. So if you take out of the stress, if people raise their vibrations, we can and will get rid of disease on this planet. And I think that day is coming here sooner than people think.
You're right. Amen. I like that attitude. It's here.
Yeah.
It's here. I'll go on record. I've discovered the cure for pathogenic disease. And with that, I think the cure eventually for cancer and other genetic diseases is also right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a friend of mine who has what's called the Two Feathers Healing Formula. It's an ancient Navajo formula that is extremely does wonders for people with cancer. There's all kinds of remedies out there that he may be coming to the conference too. I've got to follow up on that in March. There's all kinds of things that people can do to help. To help themselves. One of the things, I don't know if you've run into this before, Tom, but I've heard stories where people I know or people I've met say that, well, the doctor said I've only got 3 months to live. Well, what happens is that I know that many doctors, when they say that, it's very well, they're well-meaning and they don't mean to cause any harm to anybody. But when somebody's, well, the healthcare professional tells that to someone, even if they believe it's true, It puts that idea in that person's mind so that they exclude other alternative methods which could help save their life. And lo and behold, they do pass away in 3 months if they're told that by a healthcare professional.
Yeah. It's a program. They're programmed. They're right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. 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 So if you don't believe that, and if you believe, I think that we all have the spark of the Supreme Being within us, and if you can tie into that, you can heal yourself. And certainly your scalar energy is a revolutionary idea. I have to tell you, I have to ask you this, Tom. How did you ever get interested in this particular field?
As a youngster, as a kid, I read about Nikola Tesla, and that did.
Really?
I read about Nikola Tesla as a teenager, or even younger, mm-hmm. and I was just so enthralled with what he had accomplished. I said, in some way, I would like to emulate, in some small way, his work. Well, with God's help and with God's wisdom, it's all come about. But it's a long road, Ted. It's not easy. It's been a good 30, 35 years of research, and I'm finally there. We can do it. I am finally there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Do you have you been able to share your techniques with with other medical doctors? Have they been open to it? And do you get referrals from doctors saying, I've heard about you, and can you help my patient kind of thing? Or how has the medical community been receptive to you?
The answer to your question, yes, but it's been rather conserved. Hmm. That is, I don't think anybody in the medical field really wants to step out and to challenge Big Pharma and to challenge the status quo, so
sure.
to speak.
Sure.
So if a physician or nurse will come to me, they come to me privately, quietly.
I see.
Because there's just so much pressure, and there's so much what I would consider to be an underhanded current mm-hmm. in our medical community.
Hmm.
The pharmaceutical industry really wage war against anything that's alternative, and especially if something works. So I don't have any hospital or think tank or university working with me, hmm. nor do I project that I will in the near term. Mm-hmm. Frankly, it's a grassroots effort, and it's people who are right now serving to carry the banner.
Mm-hmm.
It's people power. It's all about a grassroots movement. Sadly, academia, big business, and government are somewhat intimidated by scalar energy.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Wow. Wow. One thing, I hope this isn't getting off a little bit too much off track, Tom, but as I'm sure you're aware, there's been a rash of mysterious deaths of naturopathic doctors, natural doctors here in the United States and Europe over the last couple of years. Have you been threatened in any way for your work? And what do you think?
I've not. I am protected Good. The good Lord Jesus Christ protects me, but I'm well aware of that, and that's part of the subterfuge that I was referring to. Mm-hmm. Those people who've been murdered, many of them chiropractors and naturopathic doctors, were murdered because they represented a challenge to the status quo, to the medical monopoly, and a lot of that is really controlled, as we know, by the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. So that's why these people, their life is in danger.
Mm.
And yes, that's not an exaggeration. Many naturopathic doctors have been murdered in order for the medical monopoly to continue without any type of competition, so to speak.
Professor Albert Einstein used to say, he said that God doesn't play with dice and that we live in a deterministic universe. And I don't think there's no such thing. In other words, there's no such thing as a coincidence. And I don't think it's a coincidence that all these doctors have. I mean, it's too strange that all these hundreds of doctors have been murdered, appeared to be murdered or died mysteriously. And many of them had some wonderful health cures for various diseases. Who do you think, you don't have to answer this if you don't want, but who do you think is behind this? Do you think there's a conspiracy? It's hard.
I think that the evil of Axis, the very engine of evil in this world is the Illuminati.
Okay.
And it really boils down to the central bank, the people like the Warburgs, the Rothschilds, the Barings, the Coons, the Schiffs. Mm-hmm. It's the Illuminati, because the Illuminati has the money and power, and then they simply will hire an assassin, or the Illuminati will simply encourage law enforcement to bring up a false charge against somebody. So, you know, to me, you really have to follow the money, and the money trail always leads back to the central bank.
Hmm. Interesting. I couldn't agree with you more, actually, but I think as the planet's vibration rises and continues to rise, that even the central banks are going to have their own problems, and they're not going to be around within the next 5-10 years. I see that everything being transformed to a far better situation myself.
I agree, Ted. I agree. That old paradigm, that old model is collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And technology such as scalar energy will serve to collapse the paradigm, the monopoly of central bankers.
Mm-hmm.
You simply have to challenge these people, because once they're challenged, they don't have any way to serve as a rebuttal, so to speak. They don't have any way to meet that challenge. They
mm-hmm.
simply have enjoyed a monopoly for the past 200-300 years.
Right.
But with this new technology and a new way of thinking, and the proper exposure, the Illuminati's days are limited. They're numbered.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Tom. But I know that things are getting better. Most of the time, I don't watch much TV. And mainstream media, I don't pay attention a little bit to. Not much, though, because so much of it is so negative. And I know there's a lot of good things going on there out there with a lot of good people like you who are trying to make this world a much better place.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the whole point of this. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to help mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's in the listening audience and this resonates with you and you want to work with me, just call me. I want to get the message out. I want to let people know that I have discovered the cure for viral bacterial fungal disease.
Wow.
But I need help. If I may, Ted, I'd like to leave my phone number.
Okay, sure. That's fine. That's totally fine.
It's area code 805-364-3051. I cannot stress enough, Ted, and those of you in the listening audience, that what I'm doing requires a grassroots effort.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not going to get any help, and I have not received any help from government, think tanks, academia, big business. It's all going to boil down to people. That's mm-hmm. what it's been thus far, and I don't project really a sea change of emotion and a sea change of opinion amongst think tanks and big business and the government. So I only can rely upon people to help me. And to further that, what I'm trying to do is to treat the world for free. I'm not in this for money.
Uh-huh. Wow.
My treatments are free of charge. I offer 15 days of free scalar energy treatments to anybody in the world. So those of you in the audience, if you want to take down this website, it is creativestrength.us. Simply visit that website, upload your photograph, and I will treat you, no questions asked, for 15 days. Anybody in the world can sign up. If a million people sign up this month, that's fine. That would really make me happy. Please work with me. I need the help of people to get the message out. Again, I'm one man. I simply can't do this single-handedly. So I'm going to appeal to a grassroots effort, and that grassroots effort is indeed taking shape every day.
Beautiful. What a beautiful offer. That website, again, is creativestrength.us. Is that right?
That's correct. Just as it sounds, uh-huh. creativestrength.us. Upload your photograph. All I need is a photograph of your skin if you want. Upload the photographs of family members and dogs and cats. We treat many pets with great results.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the difference. Within 15 days, you'll be germ-free. Your chakras will be balanced. And you'll see how easy this is. You don't have to change your lifestyle. Imagine, we could treat everybody in the world by way of their photograph. And the benefits, again, are overwhelming.
Wow.
So if it resonates with you, please contact me. This movement is just starting to take off. We will someday be treating 5, 10 million people a day. If this is the first time you've ever heard of scalar energy, it will not be the last time.
Wow. That is such a beautiful offer. Thank you, Tom. I've got listeners all over the world, so be prepared. So anyway.
Okay.
I don't want to overload you or anything. So,
just to emphasize once again, I want to heal the world.
Wow.
I have a straight delivery. My delivery is to help people. I'm a humanitarian. I care about people. It's a simple way to cure people's pathogenic infection. It's painless. All I need is a photograph. Once people, and I'm sure a lot of people in your listening audience, Ted, will resonate with this. Once people understand this and see how easy this is,
right?
Well, this should spread like wildfire.
Wow. I know when you come to my conference next year, you'll have a wonderful time meeting the people from Tokyo, because the Hado machines, they do the same thing. And I think you'll be speaking the same language with each other, because they do the same thing. They'll take somebody's picture and they can do like what they call a Hado treatment, a vibrational treatment. And it'll be fun to see you two, both of you, interact, because I think there'll be a lot of good cross-fertilization. I think we're all one. We all have this spark of the supreme being, of the prime creator within all of us, and we all want to make this world a better place. If we could eliminate disease from this planet, think of what an amazing place this would be if we didn't have to worry about that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know,
and how much happier we would be.
Oh yeah,
and absolutely. How much more productive we would be.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now I have to ask you, this website, www.creativestrength.us, it talks about your programs and your work and everything. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. There's another website. It is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R. Light, LIGHT.com.
Okay.
Scalarlight.com is a website that has articles and various testimonies that you could look at if you would like to investigate and educate yourself. But for the sake of this conversation, the main website that I want to, frankly, promulgate tonight is creativestrength.us, which offers the free 15-day program.
Okay.
I want to treat everybody in the world for free, Ted. I want to prove it. I understand this is new, this is different, so what do? Well, you go out there and you prove it.
Right.
And I'm willing to prove this to the world.
Wow. That's amazing. That's just amazing, Tom. Wow. Well, I'm so glad and so happy you could come on my show today. Tell me some miracle stories of how people have been helped through your technique.
Sure. during the Ebola outbreak back in 2014,
okay,
many people suggested that I help the people in Africa who were suffering from Ebola. If you recall, there were actually two nurses in Dallas who became infected with the Ebola virus. Well, I had to act, and I had to act quickly and decisively, so I took it upon myself. I went on Google and Bing, and I lifted their photographs from Google,
mm-hmm.
and I started treating people who had contracted the Ebola virus.
Wow.
Provided mm-hmm. I could get to them quickly, I could easily destroy the Ebola virus, prevent any hemorrhaging, and most of those people recovered very quickly. The key with Ebola is you have to get to the person before the bleeding starts, before the hemorrhaging.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you recall, the two nurses in Dallas, I treated them as soon as I heard they became infected. And within a week or so, both nurses had been cleared. They never suffered any symptoms of the Ebola virus, and to this day, they're healthy.
Wow.
Well, frankly, I intervened. I started treating them as soon as I heard that they had contracted the Ebola virus.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm
goodness.
Sure my instrument served to transmute, break down the Ebola virus.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. How did they know what you did for them?
They do not. Even though I wrote an article about my work and I placed right. it on Facebook and Twitter, sadly, my work is ignored.
Oh, okay.
Or people simply don't believe it. But I didn't indeed intervene because, as you know, the Ebola virus has, well, that strain had a mortality rate of at least 50, 55%.
Oh, boy.
And you've got to treat, and you have to treat quickly.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. And if you hadn't done that, that virus could have spread to all kinds of places.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Precisely.
Wow.
Precisely.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. I have to tell you a little bit about the Sasquatch out at Mount Shasta. They were, from what I've been told anyway, they were actually created by the Atlanteans to be healers, and they go through different dimensions, and they're actually a cross between an ancient lemur, which is now extinct, and benevolent extraterrestrial humans, and they know how to heal. And so I'd love to get you in touch with them. Usually when we camp out there, they are around, and they will contact people. They instinctively know when people have health problems, and they will contact them and heal them. And they've done that several times now for the people in the groups that I've taken out there. So I think it'd be just an amazing experience for you. Let me ask you this real quick. Were you touched by the hurricane that hit Florida recently?
I was not, and I thank all of you for your prayers. I live in Florida.
Okay.
And Hurricane Irma came close, but by the time people had prayed and meditated, the storm really did not pose any risk to us whatsoever. I actually did not have one palm branch that snapped off a tree. Nothing.
Wow.
I had no damage whatsoever. So
mm-hmm.
Thank you all for your prayers. You did indeed mitigate the intensity of that storm.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. I'm so glad. Well, we're all prepared here again. I think there's another. Is there another storm system coming to Florida now?
There's a storm system coming, and it's projected to go to the panhandle of Florida or to Mississippi. The track is undecided, but it looks like it's going to hit somewhere in the U.S. So
okay.
Say your prayers once again.
Okay. Do you know what the name that they've given it or?
No, I haven't really followed it yet. No.
Okay. I want to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to Florida, Mississippi, the panhandle of Florida, to protect that area from any more storms or hurricanes or any more weather problems. I just don't want to see any more destruction in that part of the world or the Caribbean for that matter. And also want to send lots of love and light to the people, of course, in Puerto Rico and then the Caribbean who've been hit by the hurricanes as well. I want to ask everyone to send lots of love and light energy to the people in Mexico City too. And in Mexico, were hit with a very tragic earthquake several weeks ago. But I know that our thoughts are very powerful. And if we can send lots of love and light to you, Tom, to Florida, to Mississippi, and to Mexico, we will help heal the situation there and really help people out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We need it. Thank you.
Yeah.
That means a lot to us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. My pleasure. My pleasure. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. So I'm glad to ask everyone to do that. I did an experiment with Dr. Masaru Emoto before he passed away on July 25th, 2014. I had him on my show from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle time. And if you're interested, you're welcome to go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and look up his interview from July 25th, 2014. And at the beginning of the interview, Dr. Emoto found that he explained how if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, the water on the molecular level will form these beautiful, really beautiful water crystals, kind of like snowflakes. And then it raises the vibration of the water. If you drink the water, then you raise your vibration and you can help make yourself feel better. And he also found, conversely, that if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, the water molecules break down and then become these ugly, ugly patterns. And so I asked him, I said about 3:30 p.m. on July 25th, 2014, I asked him whether that could help create world peace, and he said yes. And at the time, the Palestinians and the Israelis were both in this conflict in the Gaza Strip, this constant fighting. So I asked everyone, with Dr. Emoto's help, to please send lots of love and light to the Israelis and the Palestinians who were fighting there, and to have at least a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange medical supplies and get food to the wounded. Well, I went home where I was staying then at about 8:30 p.m. I turned on CNN, and guess what happened? Just as I turned on the television, Tom.
Peace.
Yeah, there Peace. Was a spontaneous 12-hour ceasefire announced by both the Israelis and the Palestinians to exchange food supplies and give medical supplies to the wounded. And I was just so happy. I said, oh, my goodness, it worked. It worked. And I said to myself, Dr. Emoto, you were right. And so ever since then, I've been a big fan of Dr. Emoto in his office. Of course, he passed away on October 17th, 2014, tragically. But his work continues with the office and Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project. They do wonderful work there. But it just shows you how powerful we are, and we can create world peace just through our minds.
That's right.
Absolutely. A lot of the times when you come out to Mount Shasta, Tom, you will see lots of UFOs flying around at night. And I'm in telepathic contact with benevolent extraterrestrials, and they've told me that we humans on this planet, we're mostly humans, but our DNA is considered genetic royalty because we've been fiddled with by over 22 different races on this planet over many millennia, and we have such a diversity of DNA and the so-called junk DNA in our DNA is not junk at all. It's there. It's just been turned off. But as we awaken now in this time of ascension, as the planet gets better and better, and we create a better planet, that DNA is awakening. And I think as it awakens, we'll be able to heal ourselves, certainly, and through your techniques.
Yeah.
There is a wonderful way to heal people and make them feel much better.
You're right. You're right. We're just starting to learn about this new energy spectrum, scalar energy. And the reason that I keep emphasizing this new way, the model, the world as we know it is broke. You can't go on like this. It's really unsustainable, and people are unhappy. Well, we realize that. I see that.
Yeah.
None of us are blind to that. None
right.
of us are oblivious to that.
Right.
So let's change things. And the point I'm trying to make, and it should ring quite clear, is there's a new way of doing things. A scalar energy world is far superior to an electromagnetic world. We will be able to achieve so many things with scalar energy that we could not achieve by way of the existing technology. The technology today is in the control in the hands of a few people.
Right.
What scalar energy does is it challenges the power structure. Scalar mm-hmm. energy will eventually change the technological landscape of the world, and it will level the playing field. And mark my words, once scalar energy is embraced as a technology, it will take away the power and control that the few have over us. It's going to break the monopolies, is what I'm getting at.
Wow.
Scalar energy will break the monopolies of the world. And once that happens, we're liberated. We're free.
That's amazing.
We have to free ourselves from this bondage. And the current economic paradigm is really financial slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that scalar energy will be one of the nails in the coffin, if you will, that
mm-hmm.
will change the world.
Mm-hmm.
This world is indeed in need of a change, and we have to be there to welcome this technology and to welcome other means whereby we can indeed realize that change, and in so doing, everybody's lifestyle can improve.
Mm.
Now, right now, I see, again, the power and the control in the hands of the few,
right.
And those who are controlling the world are, frankly, they're evil, they're manipulative people.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change that, and we will with our prayers and with technology and with God's help. That day is coming, so
mm-hmm.
this is the challenge that I offer to everybody. Work with me, or if not, at least pray. Pray for a better world.
Beautiful. What a beautiful thing to say, Tom. That's so good for you to share that. What is your website again? If you could give that out again for people to...
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
For the free 15-day trial, it's creativestrength.us. Simply visit the website, upload your photograph. Some part of your skin is all I need, and I will treat you for free for 15 days. You will be germ-free.
Wow.
And whatever common viruses, bacteria, parasites you have in your body, we will eradicate those viruses, bacteria, parasites, and you will be germ-free. We will also balance your chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, creativestrength.us. Please share that with friends and family. I want to treat the world with scalar energy free of charge. Let's heal the world. If you want to heal the world with me, join me in this mission.
Beautiful, 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 Tom. Well, it's been just such a pleasure to have you on today. What you're saying is music to my ears, and I can't wait to have you come out both to my Galactic Wisdom Conference and to Mount Shasta too, if you can fit that into your schedule next year. I'll be happy to send some more information on that.
I'm going to do that, Ted. I'm going to make a sincere effort and arrange my schedule around this. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And I hope you'll be able to go into Telos and the Hollow Earth. Telos and the Hollow Earth is actually a Lemurian civilization that it's a group of people that actually escaped there when the Atlanteans tried to blow up much of the planet 12,500 years ago. And they went into these caverns underneath Mount Shasta. The city itself, they tell me, is 100 miles below Mount Shasta. And it's a fifth and sixth dimensional city, so that the times that I've been there, there's plants and animals in Telos and the Hollow Earth itself, Tom, but because it's in a higher dimension. For example, if you have red flowers, the reds are far more intense. The colors are much more intense. The greens are greener. The reds
yeah.
are redder. The blue is bluer.
Yeah.
They have an artificial sun that's golden light inside the Hollow Earth, and the interesting thing is that. They tell me, and I've noticed, is that there's no shadows because of this artificial sun. In the past, they pretty much kept to themselves, but after Fukushima and the radiation from that unfortunate event was spreading all over the world. You see, they get part of their air from our atmosphere. They get some of their air from our atmosphere and from the north and south poles, which is sucked in. So that radiation was starting to get sucked in. And that was a flag to them, anyway, that we need to work together. So as our vibrations go up, they've been coming down more and more and having more appearances here on the surface of the planet. And it's getting easier and easier to go inside to visit them. I actually have a Telosian spirit, at least one with me. Her name's Jehina. And I call on her frequently. She's one of my guides, and she's actually with me today. And she said they're all waiting for you to come out whenever you can make it out there. But so anyway, that's something. I'd love to have you come out and look at. One thing, Tom, I wanted to ask you: are there other people doing the same kind of work that you're doing as well in scalar energy?
Sadly, Ted, no.
Really?
We need thousands upon thousands of researchers. I don't know why there are not a small army of researchers. We need them.
Uh-huh.
But well, no, I don't know of anybody who's a bona fide scalar energy researcher, with the exception of one man in Germany. His name is Konstantin Mell. I think highly of him. I don't quite have a firm understanding of his work, but I know he's working with scalar energy, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, and he's doing a great deal to advance the science of scalar energy. Hopefully that will all change. Hopefully many people will embrace this emerging science and will want to change the world and see the merit of this. But it's going to take time. And once people see the benefits that can be derived from scalar energy, they will demand scalar energy.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, you said Nikola Tesla inspired you about scalar energy. He talked about this in his own research and writings?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm firmly convinced Tesla had two careers. Tesla discovered AC electricity, and he invented so many instruments that utilize AC electricity. But in so doing, he discovered scalar energy was far superior. So the initial, I'd say the first half of Tesla's career was devoted to AC electricity. And the second half of his career, which is what is so mysterious to people, was devoted to scalar energy.
Oh, interesting.
He performed experiments in Colorado Springs in 1899. I'm firmly convinced after 1899, for the rest of his life, Tesla was no longer interested in AC electricity. He was interested only in scalar energy. And to this day, this is why Tesla has never been, nobody can walk in his footsteps yet, because nobody has had the mind, has had his scientific genius to grasp scalar energy and what it can do for mankind.
Wow.
There's nobody like Tesla.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. I think what he passed away in January 43, didn't he? And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think all of his writings and research were confiscated by the government, and we've never seen anything
That's
since.
Right.
Is that right?
And isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
All of his advances were confiscated by the U.S. government the day he died. He had a laboratory in New York City.
Well.
And the day he died in 1943, all of his inventions, all of his notes were seized.
Wow.
What a shame.
What a shame. That's a tragedy. Tragedy, actually. Actually, I've been told that his inventions actually went into the secret space program, and that's why we don't see it. I mean, it's like we have two civilizations. We've got all of us. They've got the secret space program with all this fantastic technology, which they don't share. And then there's the rest of us here on the planet, driving combustion engine, fossil fuel vehicles.
Right. And that's the monopoly that I speak about.
Yeah.
There are a few people out there, a few organizations that have the control, that have the power, that have the technology, and they're keeping it to themselves. Why? They're not trying to help mankind. They're enslaving mankind.
Right. That's true.
So instead of helping mankind and releasing Tesla's notes and his invention, well, they're keeping it to themselves for their benefit, for their gain.
Right.
It's very selfish. It's very greedy.
Right.
We realize that ultimately this power structure really speaks of the Illuminati and the control that the central bankers have on the world.
Sure. Well, Tom, you know, we're having so much fun, and unfortunately, we've only got about 20 seconds left, so I wanted to give you the rest of the time to please wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you to the listening audience. Once again, please sign up for the free treatment, creativestrength.us. If you want to call me, my number, area code 805-364-3051. Together, as a grassroots effort, we can change the world.
Wonderful, Tom. Thank you so much for coming on today. And everyone around the world, I hope you have a wonderful and fantastic week. I'll be broadcasting from one of the wonders of the world, Machu Picchu, 1 week from today. Have a beautiful weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
If